Hello, everyone. Welcome to my show, Angie Everett Show. I'm your host, Angelique La Diva Everett. This is my People and Places traveling episode of my show and YouTube channel. I've got the opportunity, and I'm thrilled to be sitting and chatting with my three special guests and lovely ladies, Miss Patty Brown. She is the director of People and Places Organization, also her escort, Aaron, and her traveler, Laura. Hello, ladies, and welcome to my show and YouTube channel. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Yep. You're
very welcome.
What an honor.
I was talking to you, and I'm like, okay, I can't wait to meet these ladies. I know they sound amazing right now, so. All right. So, Patty, tell me about yourself.
Okay. My name is Patty Brown Cheater, and I've been with People and Places for a really long time. I started out as a volunteer myself, and I moved on up to the assistant director and then the director. So I've had a lot of opportunity to have all experiences with the program. I started loving travel from the time I was a young child. I used to have one of those little Viewmasters, and I used to put in little slides, and I would just look at pictures of the Taj Mahal and every single place that I always dreamed of going to. And when I was in school, I did my student teaching in Australia, and I absolutely fell in love with traveling. And when I got back from Australia, I started a job at People Incorporated, and I worked in residential services. And from there, I started becoming a volunteer for People and Places. And I just haven't really left ever since. It's just been a great life and a great career.
Oh, okay. Now, before you go into the other questions, since you mentioned People Inc., how many years have you been with People Inc. before this organization?
Oh, boy. I worked at People Inc. from 1978 to 1986. So it was a good little run. And during that time, I was a volunteer for People and Places. But while I was with People Inc., I mostly did residential services.
Oh, that's a lot of years, I'm telling you. Okay. Oh. Well, you already told me about your background already, so I don't even have to ask you that question already. So, how did you get started with People and Places?
Well, there was a wonderful person. She was the person that founded the whole People and Places organization, and her name is Joey Buddington, and that's pretty much how I found People in Places. Joey was working at People Incorporated running the travel program, and she was looking for volunteers. So I just happened to, you know, cross paths with Joey, and it was the best thing that ever happened.
What is the mission and vision of your organization?
Well, the most important thing is we really love that people can reach the full potential as individuals and to grow and to just do things like everybody else. And travel is one of those components of that spectrum. It's just so much fun when you can do things in a travel setting. I'll give you an example. Like on every trip, there's 8 people that travel and 2 chaperones. And basically the whole mission is to get people that have disabilities out into the mainstream of society. And I think when you're on a vacation, you're doing things just like everybody else. So it's really important that the world, you know, see people and know that, you know, people love to travel. They also work. They want to save. They want to do fun things and just really have an enriched life.
That sounds interesting. Okay. And how many escorts do you have for your organization?
Oh, that's a great question. Our escorts and our travelers. Yes, that's a great question. Our escorts and our travelers are the heart and soul of our program. And if it weren't for the escorts, we wouldn't have a travel program. So we have about 80 escorts. Whoa. And all different kinds of trips. Some escorts, you know, there's one of them. There's Aaron. And there's one of our travelers. There's Laura.
Well, and, hey, y'all. Okay, you're making me laugh about it. Oh, how many trips does your organization have, and how did the organization get involved with people with disabilities?
Okay, we do about anywhere from 70 to 80 trips a year. It really depends on the year and how many people sign up. The way it gets started is through this little wonderful People and Places catalog. And you can find it on our website, and you can also get one mailed to you. And in that book is a whole variety of trips. We have trips that interest everybody. We have people that love animals, or people that love to, you know, do sports or go to sporting events. We have historic cities. We do Caribbean cruises, Alaska cruises, European trips. So the way people get started with us is there's an application in the back of the catalog, and the catalog is also online. So either way, they just get connected with us by filling out an application. Most people like Laura and, you know, other people that, you know, go on our trips, they're repeat travelers. That's pretty much how we stay in business. We receive no funding. So our funding is based on, you know, the people that participate. They are good returning travelers, and they love our program. And we feel that if it weren't for them, obviously we wouldn't be able to do all these fun things. So it's a win-win situation. People love to get to go to places that they have always wanted to go to. And our escorts get to practice their profession, you know, while they're traveling on the trip. And they too get to see and experience the world.
Your organization sounds really interesting. Like I told Aaron before, I've never been to a People and Places trip. So it's not really interesting.
Change that.
Okay. And when how I heard of the organization, I think I was at the library when I heard about it. I'm going to have to check them out. So I've been getting, I signed up for the newsletters and stuff, and I've been getting the book and everything in the mail. And then my staff, Noelle, you probably know Noelle, Patty, Noelle Smith.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
She actually gave me a couple of books too, and she said, go ahead, go drew it. I'm like, okay, I will. So that's kind of what interests me. I'm like, and then my life coach suggested and gave me the idea of interviewing you later, or interviewing you for my show. So I'm like, okay, I gotta have them on my show then.
Well, it's a great honor. thank you again.
You're welcome. And we finally made 2023, so you know I had to have you on for 2023. But it wasn't just you, Patty. It was all you ladies.
Yeah. Thank you.
We appreciate that.
All right. Do your organization have a website for people to
we
see?
We do. The best way. Yeah. Yes. The best way to find us is just go to peopleandplaces.org, and you know, you'll find a whole bit of information. We also have a Facebook page, so check us out.
It's good that you mentioned it, because I was about to ask you that question, but you beat me to it, so I don't even have to ask that question. Okay. All right, well, now the second one up now is Miss Erin.
Hi.
Well, hey.
Hey.
Now, before I make you the host, I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions first, Erin.
So, okay, lay it on me.
All right. first of all, tell me about yourself.
Well, I've worked in the human services field for about 20 plus years now. I started off at Autism Services, and they had a rec program that ran on Saturdays. So I was in college and I was like, oh, you know, working a day or two on the weekends would be good. And then I enjoyed it and I moved into the group homes. And then I ended up running group homes and being a residential director. And then I jumped over to People Inc. And then I ran some respite programs. So I've been around for a while now and worked at two agencies, and now I work with senior citizens, and I take them on vacations as well as volunteering with people and places. So now my whole world is travel.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm a big sports fan. Go Bills, even though they lost. Go Sabres.
I agree about that. Go Bills.
Go Bills.
It's always the next year. So
yes, yeah. We're on to next year. Super Bowl next year.
Oh yeah. God dang big. We gotta make it to the Super Bowl.
Yep. And when we're on our trips, we always watch the Bills game on Sundays and have a big party for them. Or at least part of the trip. Well, you know, it accommodates our activities.
Oh, thank you.
You switching it over?
Oh, no, not yet. So what do you like most of what you would tell me a little bit about your background, so I don't even have to ask that question yet. So what do you like most about escorting trips, Erin?
I really love the connections that I make with my travelers. The friendships that I've created, and the experiences we get to have together. We have so much fun. And then I still receive text messages and emails and get together with people I've gone on trips with. So I'd say that's for sure my favorite part, is making the connections.
Okay. I am going to make you the host right now. So there we go. But I'm making you the host right now. So as we're talking.
Okay, yeah. I'll keep talking if you want. Laura and I went on a trip together.
Mm-hmm. Well, you gotta tell me about that.
I know. I got pictures to show you. And yeah. we're still Facebook friends.
So yes.
Updates from Laura.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is this thing doing? Go back. Ah, there we go. Sorry about that, y'all.
Okay,
I'm trying to make you the host now, Miss Erin. So hold up. Ah, there we go. Ah, make host.
We get it?
You want to change the host to Erin? Yes. All right.
Now it is. Okay.
You're the host now.
The host. Okay.
So now we get to show us pictures.
Yes. Let's see. I'm gonna go to.
No.
Give me a second to pull it up here.
All right.
I can't wait to see these.
There we go.
Now I know the one trip that I kind of fell in love. Oh, I like this one.
Yes, I gotta make it a slideshow here. Hold on.
I know the one trip that I kind of liked was the one that y'all going to for the Yankees. I saw that picture.
You're a Yankees fan, huh?
Yeah. I got
you. I see Laura.
Oh, there's me.
Yes, so Laura and I went to Disney World.
Mm-hmm. And that was a lot of fun.
It was a ton of fun. There we are again.
I liked it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, that was actually my favorite ride.
It was. I was
Space Mountain. Yeah.
Which was Space Mountain. I was just about to ask you, do you like the rides?
Yes.
So this picture was right after we went on Ratatouille, which was like the newest ride at the time.
What?
Mm-hmm. It's really fun. There we are goofing around at the pool before we're leaving to head back to Buffalo.
Mm. Yeah, wait a minute.
That was sad.
I didn't want to leave,
but I knew I had to come back home.
Yeah, we had fun. That sun, look at all that sunshine and blue skies. So I can, so this is another trip. So that was some of the Disney trip. This was now Key West where we went in 2022. So we just went there in September.
Oh, that's the one that I seen with that big statue I was singing about, the
dolphins. Yes, the dolphins.
Yeah, I love that picture.
Yes, I think I have that picture too. The thing about Key West, it's hot in September. And here we are in this picture we were on a dinner cruise where they had a live band and we were dancing afterwards.
Ooh.
Lots of dancing on these trips. There we go.
Oh, I love it.
It seems like some people like their poses are right. Okay.
Yes. So then we also got to see some sea turtles that were rescued. I'm going to go back here and just show you a quick video of it. Let's see if it'll play. It might not play. We'll skip the video for now. But yeah, so Key West, beautiful. I got a lot of pictures. I was going to get to the dolphins for you. Oh, that was in the van. There we go. I don't have the statue picture of the dolphin, but this is the Dolphin Research Center.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm. Where we got to actually pet the dolphin.
What?
And they said this was.
How was it when he was petting the dolphin?
It was awesome. Like they felt like a guy, they described it as like trying to touch a hard boiled egg that's wet. That's what they feel like. And it was just so cool. And this was literally like, I didn't zoom in on this picture. I'm just standing there taking it. And they had like 11 dolphins that were just swimming by us. It was awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. That's cool.
That one's the video. Okay. So this was where we got to pet the dolphin. So it swam by. If you see down in front, you can see us all kneeling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're on their knees. And the dolphin swam under us so we could pet him.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was really cool. And then there he is waving goodbye. He's got his fin up waving to us.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww. That's so cool.
That was really cool. Oh, this was, we went in an airboat ride. Video play. There we go. In the swamps where there were alligators.
Ooh.
Okay.
So I can keep going on. Let me know when you want me to stop. So this is also Florida again. This was Fort Myers trip.
Ooh.
Yep. So this was on the beach in Fort Myers. There we are. We went to the Naples.
Oh my God.
And we got to feed giraffes.
Oh, wow.
So lots of animals on these trips. So not only in the Key West did we get to pet the dolphins, we got to see alligators. Here we are seeing giraffes at the zoo in Naples. That's just a night on the town.
Well, since we're looking at these photos, I'll just ask you this one photo. Since we're looking at trips, I'll just ask you, what trips have you escorted so far with people and places?
Oh, well, I think I can't quite remember. I'm not sure if Patty remembers. I think it started around 2005, 2006. So I've been working close to 20 years now.
Oh, that's a lot of years.
Wow, that's a long time.
So I've done, let's see, Mystic, Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire. I've gone to Branson, Missouri, the Grand Canyon.
What?
We can see Florida. This picture is on Sanibel Island in Florida. This picture that I just pulled up is the Christmas Story house. Ooh. In Ohio, which was part of a drive trip to Detroit. We stopped on our way and checked out the Christmas Story house.
That's awesome.
Yep. So we did Detroit and we went to Frankenmuth, Michigan for Oktoberfest. I've done a lot of the New England trips. So all over. So here's Hitsville, USA in Detroit, where Motown got its start. And this was still in Detroit at like the Botanical Gardens.
Oh, I know I know that dude.
Which one? John?
No, Zachary.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
We had went to a cat program, day program with people like.
Yep, Zach's a cool dude. I talk to him about 5 times a day.
What?
Yeah, he texts me every day. He knows more what's going on in my life than anybody, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I really love him. So
yeah.
Okay, one more photo because I still have a couple more questions to ask you now. So
I got it. I'm gonna speed through. There's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Ooh, how was it?
That was awesome.
I went there with my parents.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Like years ago.
Oh, yeah. This is, I think it's Vermont. I think this is the Vermont trip. Vermont and New Hampshire are so similar. So two of the guys, you talked about Zach.
Oh, yeah.
They always have their birthday when we go on a trip. So we decorate the vans for them.
Ooh.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep, we get them cakes and we, you know, celebrate the whole day. So, yeah, this was Vermont. I think I got Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Ooh, they got some good ice cream.
Yes, and we got to sample all of it. And then I was just going to try to find one more quick picture of another location. I put a whole bunch together. This is all. This was 2021. We went to the Finger Lakes.
That must have been cold.
It was September, but it was cold that day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we got to drive on the racetrack in Ithaca. It's Katie who does the trips with me.
I've been to Ithaca one time. That was pretty fun, Ithaca.
Yeah, so we were on the racetrack.
Ooh, and I like the races.
Yeah. And then, of course, if you're out in the Finger Lakes, you got to go to some wineries. So this is a winery that we went to.
Ooh. Oh, that's awesome.
And you know what they had there?
I'm going to speak.
Look at that light, like real.
Oh, my God. The dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs. Oh, my goodness.
It's crazy.
There's a lot of them. My goodness.
It was so cool. And just right there on the winery. Ah, that was eating my head.
Oh, no.
Oh no,
your facial expression says it all right there.
Yes,
right?
I do.
You see John's eyes in this picture looking at me.
John's eyes are like
okay.
So those I can stop showing pictures. We can give you the host back. I could go on for hours about all the fun
you can. I still gotta ask questions to Laura now.
Okay. You gotta give Laura her time.
So let's yeah.
How do I give
I'm just patiently waiting, don't worry.
I'll stop sharing my screen now. So then we can go back to there we go.
Wow, that was a lot.
Yeah. I could go on forever.
We know you can. Yeah. But hold up, before you even do that, because now I gotta make myself
host again.
here we go. We claim host. There we go.
Yeah, host again.
All right. I got a few more questions to ask you.
Okay. But
since you did show us the pictures of the trips and stuff, what was your favorite trip?
I have to say, my favorite trip is always just my last trip. Like, because that's, you know, and then the next one is my most favorite trip. Each one is, it's hard to just define because they're all so much fun and they all stand out in their own ways. Like when Laura and I went to Disney, like, mm-hmm. we had so much fun.
Yes, we did.
Even just when we were back at the pool, like, playing
ping pong. Just relaxing and swimming.
Yeah. So I always say it's just my last trip I went on because that was, you know, the most memorable in that moment.
Yeah.
So. Oh, before I even ask any more questions, so I see you ladies have a getaway to see the Yankees. I saw that pic. I'm like, what?
That's right. We tried to put something in there for everybody. We have the Pittsburgh Pirates. We have Yankee games. You name it.
Yeah, I fell in love with it. You know, I seen the photo. I'm like, oh, I'm definitely going to get this photo. Since you gave me the consent to get photos. I'm like, well, when I saw that photo, I'm like, oh, I definitely got to get this one. Here we go. So Aaron, give us an example of what a flight trip itinerary is like and what kinds of things did you do?
So we meet at the airport bright and early. So it's usually about 4 or 4:30 in the morning and we get on the first flight out. And then we land wherever we're going. So we just went to Key West and then we rent a van and then we stop for lunch and head on to our destination and let the fun begin.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's a good thing to know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So like Key West, we had to drive a couple hours. Other times we land and we'll be right where we're going. Like Disney, we got on the shuttle. It took us right to our hotel. Get everybody settled and then head on out to the parks.
Okay, well, I think that was it. Yeah, that was it. Okay, well, now we're on to Laura now.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Now I like this part. Okay. Okay, before you ask this question, I always say, tell me about yourself. So tell me about yourself, Laura.
Well, my name is Laura, and I've been adopted from South Korea. And I have two brothers, and I work at People Inc. for 7 years now.
Whoa.
And I actually like people in places because I get the opportunity to meet friends. Get away from the cold weather here in Buffalo.
I agree about that.
And I heard about people and places from my mom's friend. So that's how I got involved in all these amazing trips. So.
Well, you already told me about your background, so I don't have to go through all of that. So, what do you like most about the trips?
I like doing these trips because I'm more of independent and I'm around my peers. So, and it gets me the confidence to, like, you know, talk to people my own age or older and you know, and then talk to them about like becoming friends and everything. So and so yeah.
That's good to know. Kind of mm-hmm. get your idea
right.
motivated a little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get you out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
What trips have you been on so far with people and places?
Florida, Disney World, Mystic Seaport in Connecticut, and just recently I went to Nashville.
Ooh, now that sounds interesting.
So that was my recent one that I've gone to.
Now I haven't been to Nashville, but I've been to Dollywood though. So
I think you would really like it though. If you like music, country music.
I do. Yes. I do like country music, yes.
So yeah.
Okay, where am I at? Oh. Have you had any experience where you met a special friend on one of the trips?
I met a lot of friends on my recent trips and prior, and the way I like to stay in contact with them is by texting or on Facebook. Just to, you know, if I have their number, I can like text them and say, hi, how are you doing? And how you been? And what's new and stuff. So, and I'm sure, you know, some of the responses are like awesome and then how are you? And it makes me feel like I'm, even though we're far apart, I'm like, and it's like, you're that connected to the people. So, yeah.
I get that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I do. I already asked that question already. Oh, is there a trip that you want to do and why?
I would like to go on a cruise.
Ooh.
With people and places, because I've never been on one before with them, and it would be a good experience for me. So
that's a good thing. I've never been on a cruise, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. So and I've been looking at the booklet, and like there is one specific one in the book that I want to go on. So I'm going to look into that one and maybe that would be one of my choices.
Yeah, let me go through, because I think I have a couple of more questions. Let me look.
All right.
Okay, if I can get into this thing. Sorry, y'all. Ever white man.
No worries.
I wanted to add, the itineraries are very busy. You know, we're big believers in you can sleep in for free at home or you can watch TV at home. But when you're on one of the people and places trips, you're up early in the morning, you go from morning till dark,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, so it's really busy. And we just really want to expose people to as much as you can possibly do in an area. Like, if you're going to Santa Fe, you know, or Albuquerque, we would want you to try the cuisine of that area. And so we're really big on exposing people to just the whole culture and experience of a vacation.
Yeah, we definitely eat local on trips. There's no restaurants unless it's got to be a quick stop on a drive. But yeah, experience the feel.
One in a lifetime, too.
So. Yeah. One of the coolest ones I did, I didn't mention it, was we did a dude ranch. I can't remember quite where we were in Arizona, but we were somewhere around Tucson or Sedona area. And we did a real like cookout at the dude ranch. We lassoed like a fake steer.
Oh, that's awesome.
Really cool experience.
Well, I really don't have any more questions. I'm just listening to all of y'all, so.
Penny, do you remember what trip that was?
Oh, that one, it was definitely Tucson and the Old West.
Yes, yep. That's it, okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
I left that off when I was talking about trips I've done. That was an awesome one. And I never thought that I would care about the desert much. And then I got there and it was just so breathtaking. it was awesome.
Have you all did any like a rodeo or something?
I personally have gone to the rodeo, but when we were at that dude ranch, we got to go on like horse-drawn wagon rides all through the desert, which was really cool.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. You like horseback riding or getting a bull?
Yeah. We didn't get on the bull. We watched it, though. Do you know that at the rodeo, they'll put like little kids on sheeps, and the little kids like 2, 3, 4 year olds ride these sheeps around instead of riding a bull.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that's about it. Now I did want to make a little shout out before I wrap up. So I'm gonna make that shout out right now. By the way, I want to make a shout out to myself. My show is now going auto this year on my friend's streaming service. It's called Heart Ability Radio Live 365. Don't know the link yet, but I'll tell y'all in some upcoming episodes. So my show, Angelique Show, will be going auto this year. So I'm happy about that. Mm-hmm. And I do have my own podcast now. I'm launching as well, Chit Chat Podcast. Uh-huh. So I will be doing that. I will be doing that in the upcoming months as well, too. So just wanted to put that out there before I wrap up. To let you ladies know. So, and we'll all my viewers have to know that, too. So,
love to keep check up it the out.
Good Thank work. Thank you very much for letting me come in and telling my story.
You're welcome. Well, you know you were my... You were my last person to get to since we was going through everything else and looking at pictures and stuff. So you know how to come to you now. So
no worries.
I am your host, Angelique. This has been another episode of Angie Gavitt Show. Now I want you to say thanks to my special guests, to Patty, Aaron, and Laura. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now don't forget to use Angie Gavitt Show. I can't even talk. I'm not trying to talk. And here I go again. Do not forget to use Angie Gavitt Show to like me on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram at Angelique EE Show. And please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Angelique Everett Show. Or go to my website, angelicshow.com. I'm Angelique, and I'm rocking it.